number one Isle 95 presents live coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 with Ryan Nugent, Steve Niski, and on-air producer Tony Santos in the studio, Kathleen McManus and Dave Ragsdale in the transition area, Kim Jones in the swim boat, Jimmy Riccatello tracking the pro men triathletes, and John Harper tracking the pro women triathletes. Broadcast coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 is brought to you by the USVI Department of Tourism, Alley Galley in downtown Christiansted, Marshall and Sterling Insurance in Gallows Bay and Sunny Isle, Chris Hanley of Farshad and Hanley Real Estate, Comanche Mill on the Boardwalk downtown Christiansted, Plaza Extra St. Croix and St. Thomas, Napa Auto Parts in Castle Coakley, visit stcroix.com, Food Town La Grand Princess, Leeward Insurance La Grand Princess, Sunny Isle Shopping Center where St. Croix loves to shop, the Check Me Out app for Android, the Dolphin Swim Team, Blue Water Terrace, Straker Motors on the North Side Road, ABC Janitors in Gallows Bay, Angry Nate's on the Boardwalk downtown Christiansted, and the Settler's Handbook for the U.S. Virgin Islands.
All right, Virgin Islands Nations, good morning and welcome to St. Croix. It is a slightly weathery day with a little bit of extra morning dew, as they say, and it's going to be an exciting day and an exciting race. I've been up since about 5 watching as the contestants make their way through town. A lot of them just riding their bicycles with all their gear strapped to them.
That's right. That's good morning, Steve.
Absolutely fascinating. Let's say good morning to everybody. Check in.
How are you doing? This is Ryan Nugent, and it is a wonderful morning. Definitely number one, Isle 95, and we're streaming this morning online on viradio.com, as well as you can go to isle95.com to get your worldwide coverage of the Ironman 70.3 triathlon. And we got a lot of people out there in the field. In the studio with us right now, we got Tony Santos. He's our production running the control board. And we also have right here with me, Mr. Steve Niski, as our in-studio correspondent. Down in the field, we got Kathleen McManus at the transition area, as well as Kim Jones and Dave Ragsdale. We're going to go to them in just a second. But Steve, tell me, how you feeling this morning? How's everything going?
I'm feeling great. It's a wonderful morning. It's going to be a very different day on the island of St. Croix. We do have some rain, some morning dew, as I like to say. So we're going to have some different conditions for the race, and it's going to be exciting because there is going to be some slicing and dicing and some interest in riding and running going on.
I expect this to be a very exciting race. We got a real wonderful feel of competitors this year. And let's take it down to the transition area real quick and get on a horn. Let's Kathleen, can you hear us down there?
I can hear you loud and clear. How about at that end for us?
You sound real good.
All right, man. Well, good morning. Good morning again to everybody. Buenos dias. Bon dia. Bonjour. We have a real international crowd. I'm standing in the transition area, of course, and the swimmers, the swimming part, they basically are still going in waves. It looks like a pod of dolphins out there swimming out to Hotel on the Key. And they'll be kicking off right around 6:30 after the national anthem, then the blowing of the conch shell. Until then, we'll be updating you. Of course, the weather is maybe the biggest factor, but first let me introduce everybody here in the transition area that we'll be working with today. Dave Ragsdale, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kathleen. Happy to be here on the island and ready to go. Let's pop that cork, right? Get the race underway.
I like the way you think, Dave.
Well, you know, as serious as the athletes are, they got to remember where it all started. And this is all about a lot of fun. The early pioneers, you think back to the early days of the race in the late 80s, you had to tell people what triathlon is. And now these days, the gang down in the accounting are part of it all. So it's still all about fun, but you can compete hard at the same time.
Well, it's great to have you here, man. Dave Ragsdale, of course, is the announcer here for the official race in the transition area, and he'll be coming to us when he can. All right, Dave?
Happy to be here. We'll see you later.
All right, Dave. And standing right next to me are two of my favorite people. John Harper, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen.
You just made it, baby.
I just got here.
Are you ready for this? Now, you're going to be tracking the women on the bike course, correct? And also the run.
I am. I'm going to be reporting in live reports from the course on the pro women field.
And also, you know quite a bit about some of the locals that will be competing, right?
I do. I'm in the community, and I know some of the people that have been competing locally, and I'm going to be reporting in on them as well.
Sounds great, John. Thanks a lot. And Santa right next to me is the one and only Jimmy Riccatello, man, 2-time triathlon winner right here on St. Croix. What years were it? 1989?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Well, you look just the same, man, but I got to call you Black Thunder. That's between you and me.
Yeah.
You remember those days, right?
Yes, I do. Well.
Now, you are a personal friend of as a triathlete and also a personal friend of Lance Armstrong, who is one big ad to the island of St. Croix in this Ironman 70.3 this year. How is this race to you with the weather conditions? We are going to check in with our meteorologist around 6:15 and get a real update. We are still under cloudy skies here in Christiansted. It's been raining heavily since yesterday on the island of St. Croix, especially on the east end. There are some puddles out there. There are a few, you know, rocks that have drifted mm-hmm. down the road. How is this, in your mind, Jimmy, going to affect this race and especially Lance Armstrong's race?
You know, these conditions make for, it just makes St. Croix, what is it, tough course, even tougher. And the people here embrace that. That's what they're here for. They're here for the beast. They're here for St. Croix, a tough, hard, honest race. And the rain, you know, it just adds to it. And Lance and the guys, they're professionals. They're experienced. They know how to race in this. The guys that embrace this weather will do better. And the ones that don't embrace it and that dislike it a little bit will obviously be more affected by it, in my opinion. But all these guys here are good. Andy Potts, one of the probably the best half Ironman athlete in the world right now. Lance and all these guys have their work cut out for them.
I tell you, man, but as you say, they're pros and they're used to all kinds of conditions. I would imagine that actually for some of them, the rain, it may get a little slippery here and there. They have to watch it, but it might be better than direct, hot, humid sun. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm thinking like you. And I come from Tucson, Arizona, but if I woke up to this, I would be happy personally. And the heat, I think, would do more people in than this. And when it's like this, everybody's a little careful and a little cautious. Don't want to come all the way out here and slip and fall. So it's better than the heat, I think.
Great. Jimmy, it's so wonderful to see you again. You were one of my favorite racers out there. You have chutzpah, I think. I remember so well, and I do not remember the year, but I was in the lead car at that time, and you came screaming down from the beast. I don't know if that was your strategy. You were laying almost all the way out on the road on, like, that last curve, and nobody could touch you after that, Jimmy.
Well,
you remember that, or were you in, like, that zone?
You know what? I remember that day. I remember all my St. Croix, like they were yesterday. This was a very special race for me because of the people, because of the course. And that descent in particular I've done so many times. And if you go uphill fast, you got to go downhill fast, right? And that's where all the fun is. So I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I'm looking forward to reporting on the men's race and ready to get this thing started.
Beautiful, man. And, yes, Jimmy will be reporting on the men's race portion of it after they come out of the water. So great. Great to have you with us, Jimmy Riccitiello. John Harper, we'll throw it back to the studio. This is Kathleen McManus with the 24th St. Croix Ironman 70.3 coverage live with your number one on 95. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Kathleen. Sounding real good down there. Let's see if we can get some sound from Kim Jones. She's out there in the boat right now, is she? Kim, can you hear us? Okay, nothing from Kim. Seems like they're about to get ready and set and go in exciting race this morning.
It is an Ironman triathlon, and everyone's out there in the same conditions, and it is going to be one heck of a race.
Stay tuned. We got all the exciting news and the breaking race coming up in just a few minutes. Keep it locked on number one, Isle 95.
You're hearing live coverage of the 24th Ironman 70.3 triathlon from the Big Island of St. Croix in the United States Virgin Islands on number one, Isle 95. And worldwide at viradio.com.
Man, Ivan, I love coming down to Angry Nate's.
Yeah, Robert, last night we came down and had dinner, then we took a quick dip at Nate's Tide Pool.
Nate's Tide Pool?
Yeah, the one right next to the walkway where the mongoose hang out. Look, there's Nate now. What's up, Nate?
Here, boys, let me buy you a drink of how about an ice cold glass of shut the up.
Angry Nate's, still the happiest place on the boardwalk. Visit StCroix.com, the island's leading internet destination, welcomes Lance Armstrong and all triathletes, families, supporters, and fans to our island, which Triathlon Magazine calls the magnificently beautiful island of St. Croix. What a wonderful description. And true. St. Croix has everything you'd want in an island sports travel or vacation destination and more. Great beaches and water sports, a wide range of hotels and resorts, golf, fabulous restaurants, and great people. To learn more about St. Croix, America's paradise in the Caribbean, visit us online at visitstcroix.com. That's visitstcroix.com. At visitstcroix.com, you'll find plenty of information about where to stay, play, eat, and enjoy St. Croix. Plus, webcams, travel videos, a weather center, and the ability to listen to island radio stations. Don't wait. Visit us today. Visit StCroix.com, the island's leading internet destination.
There are 350 ways to save summer in St. Croix. Because here in Paradise, we think summer deserves more. More exploration. More excitement. More laughter. More you time. More meaning. Save $350 on your vacation package to St. Croix with our Sizzlin' Sampler promotion. Book now at Expedia.com/USVI and do your part to save summer. Because summer's worth saving.
And now, back to the race. The 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, Isle 95, and worldwide at VIRadio.com.
Number one, Isle 95, we are here. This is Steve Niski and Ryan Nugent, both in the studio for number one, Isle 95, on-air coverage of the 24th annual St. Croix Ironman 70.3 Triathlon. We just got word from Kim Jones out there by the boat. Let's see what's going on. Kim?
And good morning to everyone. How you doing? It's starting to fill in rain cloud-wise, but it's definitely calm on the sea. I mean, we have less than 1 foot top. It's going to be a beautiful swim. It should be a very fast swim this morning. So I expect to see some records set. There's not much of a current either, so it's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. And not a whole lot of sunlight for those who like to look and see what's going on. But we're really looking forward to getting things started. Record numbers of people out already, and I'm here in the boat getting ready to run some divers over to the Keys, some safety divers, and I'm going to toss it back to you guys back in the studio, and I'll check back as soon as things kick off.
Water being almost dead flat calm, I'm looking for a course record in the swim division here. I'm looking for something less than 24 minutes. I think we're going to make some noise today.
Is that right, Steve? You think we're going to pull one out?
We had some
records last year, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's. I've been in the water over the weekend, and dead flat calm is what I call these conditions. And whoever breaks out there first, the first couple guys that get out there are going to be going for it. It's going to be like an Olympic swimming pool out there.
All right. Well, being the maestros of the race, we're going to kick it out to the transition area for Kathleen McManus and Dave Ragsdale, as well as Jimmy Riticello. How is it going down there, guys?
Well, I tell you what, we're just still here waiting. All the guys have basically left. They're going to be, Jimmy Riticello and John Harper will be very soon getting to their vehicles and starting to track the bikes, you know. So they're around, but they're kind of getting ready. Dave Ragsdale is, of course, the official announcer, and so he's wandering and doing what he needs to do to get ready for the kickoff of this race. And like you say, it is a lot of clouds, as Kim Jones, who's going to be joining me in the transition area as soon as the swim portion is done. Peace, Dave. So she's going to be over here after that. And are we going to get a weather report soon? Have you gotten a call from our meteorologist?
Absolutely,
yet?
Absolutely.
Okay,
we're gonna
cool.
Kick that right off before we fire up the race and we get all the conditions going. Tell us, weather-wise, you're standing down there. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the transition area. What's conditions?
Well, right now it is just absolutely as calm as could be, as Kim Jones was just saying.
The quiet before the storm.
Don't say that, Ryan.
Oh,
Ryan,
I'm sorry.
Now I have to. What is that thing you do when, you know, you don't want something to come true? Knock on wood. I'm going to knock on some wood. No, it's very, very still right now. There's absolutely no breeze blowing. There are a lot of clouds in the sky. And it's good conditions for the water, like you say. I was talking a little bit also to John Harper, who is very familiar with all of the triathletes, and he thinks that this is going to be a very interesting race, and it will come down to the biking because of the conditions, and therefore that Lance Armstrong may have a good chance to do something in this race because he's so strong, as we all know, on the bike. That was quite an ad for us. We welcome all the triathletes from all over the world. We have the top pros from all over the world in the triathlon Ironman field. And it was just a marvelous big up for the island of St. Croix in this event to have Lance Armstrong join us. So we're certainly keeping tabs on him to see how he does. John, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm really excited. This is going to be a great day for St. Croix.
Yeah, you were talking specifically about how you think because of the conditions it will come down to the biking portion. Why?
It could very well. It's going to neutralize. One of the big factors in this race is the heat on the run. And this will obviously neutralize the heat on the run.
Okay.
So it does put more emphasis on the bike ride, and I'm excited about the potential for Lance Armstrong to do well. Before he got cancer back in the early 90s, he won the world championships, cycling world championships in 1993 in Norway. And he was one of the youngest world champions ever, if not the youngest world champion at that point, and it was pouring down rain.
Wow.
And those of you who are familiar with the race, he crashed a couple of times just because the roads were so slick. He got up and won the race in pouring down rain. He knows how to handle a bicycle better than most of the triathletes out there. I think this could bode well for him. It'll slow everybody down,
Yeah. But
it could bode well for Lance.
Beautiful. Thanks, John. All right, so I guess we'll toss it back to you guys and see if we can get a weather report or...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, John. Steve, we're getting ready. Tell me, what are you looking forward to in this race? I'm sure the conditions make it play to seem like it's up for grabs for anybody, but we know we got a couple of world champions, and we also have Lance Armstrong, who's set to do pretty good on a bike based on conditions. But what are you feeling? I mean,
it is a very different day on St. Croix, and for those of us who swim and ride bikes and run on the island, it's a very different day, and everything is up for grabs. You have to keep in mind Andy Potts, and don't forget the Ukraine from last year, Maxim Kriad.
That's right.
He just ran away with everything. So I think the start is going to be critical. Again, on the swim, I'm looking for a record. And the current records as set, Dirk Bockel in 2009 did the swim in 24 minutes. And for the woman, Julie Dibbins did it in 25:20, and that was in 2007. Now we have a full moon, so we have a full moon tide. And things could happen in the water. That's the first place I'm concentrating it on.
It definitely seems like a lot of conditions are going to be in play. We also have Josh Rames in the studio with us doing social networking on our isle95.com and viradio.site, where you can go and stream online and actually get full coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 triathlon. What's going on? What are fans saying right now? Are they up in the morning with us, Josh?
Actually, people are not awake yet. You know, they're still sleeping, but it's a beautiful morning. We're up. We're updating, and, you know, definitely check us out on Twitter at Isle95 and online, as Ryan said, at, you know, viradio.com.
That's right, and we know we have a lot of fans also out there in the across the world gearing up, listening right now to this competition. So please, if you're listening right now as well, you can see all the updates on Facebook as well as Twitter. Josh, hit them with that tag again.
All right, we got Twitter is Isle95, and you hit us up on Facebook, on our Facebook page, the official Isle95 page, as well as, yes.
Thank you, Josh. Let's hit out Kat in the transition area right now. We hear there's some action. Kat?
Ryan, you there? Okay.
Yeah.
We right now, we just have the national anthem from Deanna Brown, and right now we have the U.S. Virgin Islands, so we'll just listen to that, if you can hear it. Nice. The crowd is really excited. Everybody is like cheering it on, and they're getting really, really pumped for the beginning of this 24th Ironman 70.3 on Croy.
Give them some energy.
Dave Ragsdale, of course, doing the announcing, and in a minute we should soon be getting the conch shell blowing and the swim portion started pretty soon, right? Got about 5-6 minutes for the official start of the race here. So, any update on the weather, or that's coming, or what? Hello? Hey, is
Bart,
John...
We have no update at this time on the weather. I could tell you that I'm looking at my weather cast on my iPhone.
Okay, go ahead.
Like we're blanketed with the morning dew.
All righty. It looks kind of... We're surrounded by it, for real. anyway, this does, as John Harper pointing out, it does kind of equalize possibly on the run a bit, and we will see what happens with the portion of this, and soon come the swim portion. And of course, I assume everybody out there knows we're broadcast worldwide, streaming live on Isle95.com. So a big welcome to the international audience. But what, Josh, you said everybody's still sleeping out there? What? What time is it in Rome? They must still be just coming home from partying or what?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, man. Well, we're just waiting for the conch shell here to blow, and I have to go around the corner to see.
Thank you, Kat. We're going to throw it over to Kim Jones right now and see what she's seeing on her line. Kim?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can, Kim. Transition area real quick. We have some technical issues with Kim. Kat, can you hear us?
I can hear you fine. I hear Kim on our walkie-talkie, but unfortunately, hold on a second. Let me hold it up.
And I'm not moving at all, which means we're not getting any drift. There's no current to speak.
Okay. All right. Well, we just stopped the transmission there. She said there's no current to speak of, and they are lining up. I can't go around too far from the corner here, but I do see a whole bunch of athletes standing on the beach getting ready to dive in and start the swim portion. The swim portion, Steve, again, is how many miles for the 70.3? Do you have that info there? I hear that paper rustling.
For the, Kathleen, yeah. Is Jimmy and Dave around you? Talk to us a little bit about what's happening as far as the first aid stations that's taking place in the transition area.
Okay, well, there are, well, I'm seeing two. The police have one, at least one of their big units down here as well in the parking lot by the, and the first aid stations right now are just setting up. Of course, they won't come into action until a little bit later on. The National Guard, I wish I could get over by them and talk to these guys a little bit. They are out in force today helping and volunteering this event, as are, I don't know, I think there are thousands of volunteers at the end of the day for the triathlon, now Ironman event on St. Croix for years. It's amazing. They get people from all over the island and sometimes off island volunteering for all the many things that need to be done for this event, not just now today, but leading up to it as well. And so a big up to all the volunteers, a big up to the island of St. Croix, the public works, of course. If you live on the island and are listening, you know what we're talking about. They have been out in force for the last 2 weeks, repairing some potholes so that these guys won't get lost in the race, and that's a really good thing. And all of the VIPD, of course, has been out since early this morning. They will be out all day doing a fabulous job. We really have to big them up and give them kudos for that as well. Well, we should be soon hearing the conch shell blowing. Do you have Kim anywhere, or did we lose contact with her, or do you guys know? Have you heard anything back from Kim up there? So we might be able to get the swim portion.
All right, swim portion, 1.2 miles.
1.2 miles for the pros, okay? Yeah, for this portion.
Are you ready to go?
Okay, we're getting trying to reestablish contact with Kim Jones, who is going to be out on the boat, tracking the swimmers to see who is going to be coming in first, men's and women's, and then she will be transitioning to the transition area as soon as she can get in the right lane. You got her in there? Okay. We do also, we will be hearing from a local poet and writer when we have a minute a little bit later on. She has written a poem called The Beast, Ursula Augustine, and so that's going to be a little later. She's written a really interesting poem, so we will see what is... okay, so are we going to be checking with the meteorologist in a couple of minutes, I guess, yeah? Is that the word I'm getting?
We're going to get the weather in just a minute, but we're going to right now just go to a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll, as soon as the race starts, we'll be right on it with you. This is number
Sounds
one on 95.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night.
95. This is live coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 triathlon. Let's take it out to Kim Jones right now. Kim, can you hear us?
I hear you, and the pro men are in the water, and in the lead out of New Zealand is Terenzo Bazzone. Right behind him in second place in the blue cap is Oscar Galendez. And like I said, the current is absolutely nil. Nothing is moving. I've got a swimmer in the water right in front.
Kim sounds like she's thrashing all about with them. Let's kick it over to the other angle with the transition area real quick. Kathleen?
Yeah, Ryan. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like Kim just jumped in the water herself. I hope not. But who did she say? Oscar Melendez? Is that right? Is that who she said right now took the lead? Did you hear that before she cut off there? Or what?
I think that's exactly what she was saying. Oscar Galindez was in the lead. I'm not too sure. Can you see anything from your angle?
From my angle, maybe if I go in the back here, out this back window, I could see something.
We can get Kim back online real quick.
I see the crowd. I can't, unfortunately, move close, Ryan, but I saw, you know, when I was standing before we came on and, you know, just waves of people jumping in. So the guys in the water, and hopefully Kim can get back on with you and let us know, give us an update on who's coming out where. Otherwise, maybe I can send somebody down to the transition, you know, when they're coming in. And
that sounds fine. That sounds fine. Just see the first head that comes out the water. As a matter of fact, let's get the conditions of how things are looking right now. We've got Chief Meteorologist Alex Grave online. Alex, they're in the water. Tell us what it's looking like from above.
You know, right now, not looking that fantastic, guys, especially right on the water. We've got a lot of showers to our south and east. We've got some actually decent downpours, light rain right now. Winds are going to be out of the east at about 5 to 10 knots, with seas in the harbor at 1 to 3 feet, 2 to 3 feet a little bit farther out. Mostly cloudy is what we're going to have today. Just a lot of clouds, scattered showers throughout much of the day, but better as we go throughout the day. We have a lot of moisture out there right now. As we go throughout the afternoon hours, we're going to start to dry out, and that's going to be the trend for the next couple of days as well. We've got an upper-level trough that's going to swing across the islands today. That's going to help with the moisture to bring us all those showers for the first part of the triathlon today, but it will get better as we go throughout the afternoon and over the next couple of days. So right now, got a lot of showers out there. We've got some deeper convection to our south and east. We're just going to hang on to the clouds and the showers throughout the day today, guys.
Thank you, Alex. Steve?
All right, I'm continuing to look for a record-breaking swim. That water is like a pool. It is going to be fast, fast, fast. Second action is going to be in that transition stage. It's going to be an exciting time. There's a lot of activity, I hear, down on the waterfront. A lot of people are up this morning moving about, and there is a big crowd. So Triathlon Nation, all your followers here on the island are at the race.
All right, Kim, can you hear us out there? If you can, let us know.
I can give you an update right now. In the green cap, taking first place in the swim right now is, do you have your card there with everybody? Because I can tell you what caps they are. And
I did read that. You're sounding not loud and clear, but we're getting a little understanding. Now, tell us about who is in the standings as far as your count so far.
The green swim cap is in first place. That's Andy Potts out of the USA. Right behind him is Oscar Galendez out of Argentina.
That sounds... What do you think about that, Steve? Here we go.
We got the strong swimmers out there. You could never count out Andy Potts. He is a
great favorite. Frederick Van Leeder out of Belgium. And then behind him in the yellow cap, is Lance Armstrong, is number 7.
Look at that, number 7.
He's in a good position. He's got a lot of people breaking water for him, and that's going to be a smoother swim.
Cam, anything else? Let's take it over to Kathleen. Kathleen, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, man. We got, was that John Harper reporting? He's down by the, I think he's down by where they're going to be coming in after the swim. Is that right? Okay. What I heard from Kim then was that right now, as of her reporting there, was Andy Potts was in first place. I believe it was Oscar Galindez out of Argentina in second place. I'm not sure. Was it third place? She was talking about... Fred.
No, I didn't think she caught the third place. She did say that she spotted Armstrong at 7th so far, swimming over to that other side of the harbor.
Oh, in 7th place, or he is number 7?
That was
sure.
Number 7, if I heard that right. Steve?
Yes, we have Lance Armstrong and is currently in a 7th position,
okay.
Which is going to be a good place for him to be.
Beautiful. All right, man. So they are out there power swimming in this fabulous, calm little, what was it you called it, Steve? Olympic swimming pool today?
It's like a swimming pool out there. I call these conditions dead flat calm. We got
really
a full
is.
Moon. There's a little bit of a full moon tied up, and the conditions are going to be great.
Beautiful.
Let's go to Kim.
All right. Right now we have a phenomenon that happens right before a rainstorm comes through, and we're getting ready to get rain on the water, and then you get what's called a surface current. And so the swimmers are going to be experiencing the surface current. Down below, it's not so bad, but right on top, the swimmers are going to get pushed a little bit. So that's picking up. You can actually see it across the water. And just to clarify, Lance Armstrong is in third place, folks. Third place.
Okay, that's third. All right, good.
All right, we have a move up. This is good. There's some exciting running going on. We're still about 15 minutes away from a finish there.
That's right. Okay, Kim, look like we lost her. Kathleen, tell us what's going on by the transition so far. Anybody step out yet?
No, and I cannot see that from where I am, unfortunately. But we do have John Harper. He went down where they will be stepping out, and hopefully he will be hooked in with his gear there, and we'll be able to get it coming right out of the water. That's my hope. Did she say Lance Armstrong was in third place now? Is that what I just heard?
I think that's what she just said. She said
that she did spot him at 3. I'm getting the nod on that. Hey. All right, man. People are out here taking photos, enjoying themselves. All the volunteers, of course, everybody's busy doing their thing. Excuse me, love. National Guard moving through, baby. I will make room for you any day. Okay? All right, man. Hey, how you doing?
Thanks,
you guys. You working hard this morning. How you doing, love?
Good.
Good, man. You enjoying it? Yeah. All right. Okay, so... Kim is, what is she saying? It's going to be raining in a second on this. It's a 1.2-mile swim, the beginning of the Ironman 70.3 here. And they should be coming out of the water. And about how many minutes does the swim usually take? Steve, do you know by any chance on the swim portion of this? I'm trying to look at the stats here. All kind of papers, everything's wet. Oh, well. It is a wet bet today, but hey, we're used to it, and certainly these professional triathletes, as well as our very own local triathletes and from all around the world, they're used to it. If they're out here performing, they are used to all kinds of conditions. So for them, actually, it probably feels good. It's a nice, actually, we just got a little breeze here. And like Kim says, there are some dark clouds coming in over the harbor. And it probably will pour down, but hey, they're wet anyway.
Speaking of harbor, let's hear it from Kim. Kim, are you out there? Are you back in right now?
I'm here.
Here we go.
Out on the water right now. The swimmers are at the point mark, at the almost halfway point of their swim, and the standings are pretty much the same. You have in first place from the USA, Andy Potts. In second place, Oscar Galendez, and rounding out in third place right now. In third place right now is
Wow, we got the... That's a strong setting right there.
Oh, yeah, we got some swimming going on there. The leaders are the ones that are breaking the water, even in a flat day, but there is some easy... Whoops, moving up with Lance Armstrong. Coming from 7 into the number 3 position.
Cam, what else do you see? I guess we lost her. Let's, Oh, we got John Harper out there. John?
I got a sheet here with colors on it.
The men's swim is about halfway through. As you know, Kim's out there telling us that Terenzo and Andy, who are the top swimmers in the field, are doing very well. And everybody's just very excited, hanging around, waiting for the men's finish, which will happen in about 10 minutes.
That sounds good. Let's kick it back over to the transition area from our official announcers. Kathleen?
Yeah, okay, Ryan, Steve. So John was saying, so it is about 20 minutes for the first guys to come out, I believe, is what, you know, the top times are going to be coming out. So in about 10 minutes they will be coming out there. And hopefully John can get us the numbers as they come. Kim is still out there. Not raining yet. Okay, that's the good news. Not raining yet out here. Now I am looking at the next wave that is going to be starting after this one is done here, and able to see a few folk get a little closer. I see my girl Sarah, and how you doing, love? Good morning. You come down to see this? Well, good morning, Miss Ford. Come talk to me, man. You're one of the greatest supporters of sports and athleticism. Yeah, what is that? You're pointing at the ring coming or what?
Dealing when I'm a farmer at least.
Oh, for real? Where? Right, so?
The police guy.
Hey, beautiful.
And he's training for the triathlon.
Oh, nice, man. So you come out to this every year?
Every year, as long as we ain't come from Penn, I show up. Sometimes we'll be flying back to there from Penn.
The level 2 hot.
I tell you, man, that's amazing.
I came from Penn last week.
I love this event, as I love all sporting events for this island. And this has just really grown and grown and grown. What did you think when you heard Lance Armstrong was coming back?
I think it was a great, great time for the people to come out to see a great biker. And it gave the triathlon some exposure.
Right now, he's in third place out there in the swim. You believe that?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
This man is pumped, I'm telling you. He want to do something here.
Well, you know, we at least are always versatile. So they ain't surprising me.
He loves St. Croix, and it's just a pleasure to have him here, as well as all these fabulous athletes from all around the world. Altogether, including the sprint, there's over 700 athletes involved in this event today, Foy.
Well, you know, that's great. But I always said, you know, I did the second one.
You ran it yourself?
Yes.
You did the whole course?
No, I was on a team for the second triathlon that came to the Virgin Islands.
Oh, beautiful. Wow.
And that's why I say, you know, I experience all around. And
it's a beautiful big up for the honor of St. Croix. And, Foy, I want to thank you for all the work you do with all of our athletes out there. Yeah, go ahead.
We're getting some action in the water real quick. We're going to kick it over to Kim. Kim, can you hear us right now?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. And the field remains unchanged at this point. If you can hear me okay.
You're sounding it loud and clear, but I think I heard you earlier say that some swimmers were going off course.
We had some swimmers off course. They were following a kayaker that was leading some in-leading swimmers as opposed to some out-leading swimmers.
I hope that didn't take away from their time. They stared back over, of course.
They are corrected, and they're making up for it right now. They're essentially on the downward leg of the swim. They're coming towards St. Croix Marine right now, and they should be in within, I'd say, 4 minutes.
All right, looks like they're having their first taste of a little Crusian confusion. For those of you that are out on the course, Lance Armstrong is in the yellow cap. He's wearing the yellow cap. And Andy Potts is in the green cap. Maxim Kriot, last year's runaway winner, is in red. So let's keep an eye on him. Of course, Lance Armstrong would be wearing the yellow cap because he is the man with the yellow jersey.
Right,
all right.
That's
right
definitely
now,
right, and it sounds like we already
and
got
don't
a strong
forget
field.
It.
Yes, we definitely can. Let's go back to Kim. Kim?
Yeah, if you can hear me right now, the first two swimmers have got about a 10-swim-length lead in front of a pack of four that are really pushing each other. And, of course, those...
But there could be some...
Oh, it looks like we're getting some action out there. We lost you, Kim.
Yeah, the first two swimmers are Andy Potts out of the USA and Terenzo Bozzoni out of New Zealand.
Ah, Bozzoni is taking a little bit of traction. That's
right.
Good.
Bozzoni's in the white cap, Andy Potts in the green. And again, Lance Armstrong in the yellow. So who's in, what color do we have in that pack of four?
In that pack of four, you've got a couple of USA swimmers. So you've got Lance Armstrong, and you've also got out of Frederick Van Leary out of Belgium.
Uh-huh. Yes, he would be in the purple cap. So we still have an exciting race coming. I'm still looking for a record. Don't forget the current record, 24 minutes, set by Dirk Bockel in 2009.
All right, we're good. It's really heating up right now. But what we want to do, we want to take a quick break so we can get you more of the action. Number one, Isle 95. Don't forget out there, we're streaming online at viradio.com and isle95.com. Plus, you can check us out on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be right back with more of the race.
You're hearing live coverage of the 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, Isle 95, and worldwide at viradio.com. From the Big Island of St. Croix in the United States Virgin Islands, home to Buck Island for the best snorkeling and underwater photography.
Hi, my name is William Peel. I'm attending the University of Puget Sound next fall. I began running cross country for Country Day School in 7th grade with my teacher, Teresa Harper. Through cross country, I was introduced to triathlon. I went to Singapore for the Youth Olympics camp and have won the Ironman sprint for the past 3 years. Thanks to CDS, I've had the opportunity to excel and achieve goals that I never thought I would.
I'm Bill Sinfield, headmaster of Country Day School. By providing children with opportunities to participate in a wide variety of activities, we help to develop the skills that prepare young people to be responsible, contributing citizens. If you're interested in learning more about Country Day, please give us a call at 778-1974.
St. Croix Country Day School. Love to learn.
Plus I got all
Plaza Extra, Cy and Farm, and Estate Pleasant are the places to shop for groceries on St. Croix. This week, save on Coca-Cola products, 12-pack, 2 for $9. Fresh pork shoulder picnic, family pack, $1.49 a pound. Whitehall cheese slices, 10.6-ounce package, 99 cents. Libby's mixed vegetables, 15-ounce can, 99 cents. Plaza Extra, Cy and Farm, and Estate Pleasant. More food for less. Stop by today.
Plaza got all that you need.
Hi, my name is William Peel. I'm attending the University of Puget Sound next fall. I began running cross country for Country Day School in 7th grade with my teacher, Teresa Harper. Through cross country, I was introduced to triathlon. I went to Singapore for the Youth Olympics camp and have won the Ironman sprint for the past 3 years. Thanks to CDS, I've had the opportunity to excel and achieve goals that I never thought I would.
I'm Bill Sinfield, headmaster of Country Day School. By providing children with opportunities to participate in a wide variety of activities, we help to develop the skills that prepare young people to be responsible, contributing citizens. If you're interested in learning more about Country Day, please give us a call at 778-1974.
St. Croix Country Day School. Love to learn.
Waha, that's right, Waha.com. Waha Apps just released their new app, available now at Google Play on Android, the Check Me Out app. Why work with your reflection when you can see yourself as you truly appear? Check Me Out app is a non-reversing image displayer. Right now, Waha.com, Waha on Facebook, Check Me Out MirrorApp.com, and Check Me Out app on Facebook are giving away iPads. Just click like for a chance to win. Become a fan. Yeah, Waha. Two syllables, six A's, and a hashtag if you want to use it on Twitter.
There's a reason your friends and neighbors are buying from Straker Motors. Straker Motors sells super clean late model used vehicles at great prices. They offer on-the-spot financing in a no-pressure atmosphere. Here's Mike Straker, owner of Straker Motors.
2010 Kia Rio automatic and fully loaded. Pay only $255 a month for 60 months.
Down payment may vary with approved credit. Straker Motors, Northside Road and Estate Glen, or shop online at StrakerMotors.com. Voted best in the VI again this year. Blue Water Terrace and Market is now open 7 nights a week for dinner, including brunch on Saturday and Sunday. They close Monday during the day to prepare the best seafood bake on the island for Monday night. With all-you-can-eat seafood specials from Maine lobster to mussels, this seafood bake will blow your mind. Blue Water Terrace on the East End, where the only thing they overlook is the blue water.
Chris Hanley of Farchetti and Hanley Real Estate wishes all of the athletes from St. Croix and afar, especially our very own Katie Budenheck, the best of luck in competing in the St. Croix Ironman 70.3. This is an extremely challenging and exciting race, and it's an honor to welcome such phenomenal athletes, their family and friends to this beautiful island. If you fall in love with St. Croix the way we have and want to call this home, let Farchetti and Hanley show you how easy it is to purchase your own piece of paradise. Farchetti and Hanley has been selling St. Croix for over 80 years, and they are the local experts in helping buyers find that perfect island property. Please contact them today at 340-277-1364. That's 340-277-1364, or visit them online at www.chrishanley.com.
There are 350 ways to save summer in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Because here in Paradise, we think summer deserves more. More fun. More adventure. More culture. More possibilities. More meaning. Save $350 on your vacation package with our Sizzlin' Sampler promotion. Book now at travelocity.com/USVI and do your part to save summer. Because summer's worth saving.
Hi, this is Elmer for Food Town. And Food Town would like to welcome all the Ironman 70.3 triathletes and their families and friends to St. Croix. And remember, whether you need to carb up or wind down, Food Town has everything you need. And also what you don't need. Like long lines at the checkout counter. Or stuff that's not fresh. Food Town is the number one choice for groceries by triathletes from around the world. Food Town on the Northside Road in La Grande Princess.
95.1 WJKC, Christiansted, Charlotte Amaya, 90.9 FM, CJKC, Roadtown Tortola, Virgin Gorda, and worldwide at aisle95.com.
Waha, that's right, Waha.com. Waha Apps just released their new app, available now at Google Play on Android, the Check Me Out app. Why work with your reflection when you can see yourself as you truly appear? Check Me Out app is a non-reversing image displayer. Right now, Waha.com, Waha on Facebook, Check Me Out MirrorApp.com, and Check Me Out app on Facebook are giving away iPads. Just click like for a chance to win. Become a fan. Yeah, Waha. Two syllables, six A's, and a hashtag if you want to use it on Twitter.
Chris Hanley of Farchetti and Hanley Real Estate wishes all of the athletes from St. Croix and afar, especially our very own Katie Budenheck, the best of luck in competing in the St. Croix Ironman 70.3. This is an extremely challenging and exciting race, and it's an honor to welcome such phenomenal athletes, their family and friends to this beautiful island. If you fall in love with St. Croix the way we have and want to call this home, let Farchetti and Hanley show you how easy it is to purchase your own piece of paradise. Farchetti and Hanley has been selling St. Croix for over 80 years, and they are the local experts in helping buyers find that perfect island property. Please contact them today at 340-277-1364. That's 340-277-1364, or visit them online at www.chrishanley.com.
And now, back to the race, the 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number one, aisle 95, and worldwide at viradio.com.
That's right, we're here on number one, aisle 95, viradio.com.
We are on the final legs of the swim and looking forward to hearing them come out of the water and going into the all-important transition area where John Harper is going to be poised.
First, let's hit it over to Kim. Kim, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you just fine, and coming right in front of the fort, right.
Oh yeah, we're close to coming out now.
You're going to hear the crowd light up in just a second. In first place right now in the green swim cap is Andy Potts from the USA, followed by, I believe, Oscar Galendez from Argentina.
Oh, we got it. We got the Argentinian coming in at second. Who else can you see?
Rounding the corner right now, coming towards the fort, is a pack of four swimmers. Lance Armstrong is in that group. Also in that group is Frederick Van Lierde from Belgium, and also in that is Mac Brown out of the United States.
Wow. Sounds good. Let's get some shore view from it. John Harper, can you hear us? Nothing from John. Steve, what do you think's going on down
all
there right now?
We're at the final legs. This is the push as they're coming by the fort. They'll be coming into the all-important transition area. It's can you get out of the water, get to your equipment, slide your shoes that are already mounted on your bike, and get out of town.
Seems we got some Americans coming out at the top of the... Let's hit Kathleen right now. Kathleen, what are you seeing out there?
So getting away on the
Yes. Okay. Well, we have Dave, and he is down by the water waiting for them to come out. So we should be getting, you know, everyone right now, basically. It's raining now. It is coming down as we speak. Here we go. They're coming out. Let me see if we can hear it through the speakers. They're starting to come out, man. Of course. All right.
We got our male correspondent out there for the men's edition. Jimmy, can you hear us out there?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Yeah.
Give us your angle. What are you seeing from your perspective right now?
Well, from my perspective, I'm headed out to Lowry Hill. Actually, I wanted to get a head start on these guys. You know how fast they ride. And so I can get your report from about mile 5 at Lowry Hill.
That's good. We have you standing out there.
They're getting on their bikes. They've got a significant gap over a couple of other racers.
Second pack of swimmers coming in right now, and Lance is overtaking in white, overtaking Terrence Bazzoni in the pack right now coming up. They're going to round the corner, come out of the water right now, folks.
Hula.
Oh, it's getting exciting, Steve.
All right, well, you're coming out of the water.
Correction, Andy Potts and Stéphane Poulot from France are the two top swimmers. They have a significant gap. No one else has yet come out of the water.
Do we have a time?
They're coming out of the water right now, round in the corner right now, folks. Everyone, let's hear it for them.
All right, there's a lot of activity down there. I could hear the crowd in the background.
Here comes our next group. We'll do our best to...
All right, the swimmers now will be coming out of the water, going into the all-important transition area. The object is get out of the water, get to your bike. Your bike should be sitting there with shoes already mounted. They use an elastic type of shoe where they just slide their foot in, and again, they just get out of town.
Puerto Rico has just come out.
Exciting stuff, man. This is Cad. We just saw Lance Armstrong, as they said. They're starting to wheel out. Yeah, we got about 5-6 people now. I think it was a split between the first two, right, and the next four or five that came out, I believe. Right, guys?
That's what we're hearing right now. As a matter of fact, we're still hearing that there's more action in the water. Let's kick it back to Kim. Kim, what are you seeing out there on that little boat of yours?
A good swimmer, but not a great swimmer, should be getting out and playing a little catch-up on the bike.
And nothing from Kim. Kathleen?
Yeah, well,
Give us a little update on what's taking place in the transition area.
Okay, well, what's taking place is that we just had the first wave. There's been no one come out since, like, the first, I believe it was seven bikers that came out, and they are already, most of them, they're gone. You know, they come out peeling off their shoes. If you've been in the transition area or any transition area for an Ironman or triathlon, it is amazing. These are quick change artists. They are on these bikes. They never stop moving, never. They are on the bikes. They're out of one shoe. Their shoes are in the, the pedals are strapped. They're ready to go, and they're gone. They are gone. They're on the road already. It is raining slightly, not pouring down, but I can see to the east where they will head first, of course. It is raining. So those are going to be the conditions. Is Kim out there or is John Harper? Because we do have more action. It looks like we're going to have some more people, like another group coming in here. Maybe you can hear Dave Ragston as he announces.
John Harper's now on the course. Let's kick it over to Kim because she should be in the water. They're still seeing some action. Kim, can you hear us at this point?
I can hear you just fine, folks. And we've got more folks coming up out of the water right now. And we should be coming around any moment now. In fact, I think they're coming around right now. Looks like we got a red cap in the lead, which would give us out of Germany, Nina Kraft in the lead.
Ah, Nina Kraft making another appearance again. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Can you see second and third?
All right, Nina Kraft is in the red, and we're looking for Angela Neath and the green. So we still have color coordinations. If you can give us some cap colors, we'll tell you who you have.
Right there, and green also, Angela Neath, as you said.
Yeah, Angela is, she's my favorite. I have her picked for the ladies' winter, so it's going to be an exciting time, and we'll see how that is going to pan out. And also, you said Nina Kraft.
Female
from Germany is swimming strong.
Mary Beth Ellis and Nina Kraft. Nina Kraft, of course, won the race in 2004. Mary Beth Ellis is coming here for her first time to race against Angela Nace, who holds the bike course record. She set the bike course record last year in 2011.
With Mary Beth Ellis.
Nina Kraft and Mary Beth Ellis out of the water at this moment in the transition area. They're on their way to their bikes as we speak.
All right. We're talking about bike records. We have Mario Van Hooker, 2 hours, 19 and 10 in 2008. And yes, Angela Nath in 2011 is 2:33.47. That's fast riding for 56 miles.
Kyle Polachek out of the water.
Kathleen?
Yes. Yeah, I got you, man. It's really exciting down here for sure. These guys are just streaming through at this point, going through the bikes. It's amazing to me, a big up again to all the volunteers. And there are people out here, you guys. There are people watching this race, huh? I mean, rain ain't keeping people away from the Ironman on St. Croix. There's a lot of people headed up. They're standing with all their umbrellas. It's a fabulous sight. Very colorful and beautiful. They're standing down. You can't get in the transition area, of course, to see them coming out of the water. So they are where they're starting the bike, and it's a nice big crowd on St. Croix to kick off 24th Ironman 70.3. It's beautiful.
It definitely is, and it sounds like we're also getting a big impact online as well, where people can stream at viradio.com. But if John Harper is out there, let's get – I know he's down by the transition. Are you still out there, John?
I think he said he's on the –
John Harper's
out. Oh, that's right. That's right. He's going to – we're going to catch up with him in a second. Let's kick
Ryan,
it back to
Ryan, see, these guys got work to do, babe.
You got it. I'm expecting the bikers to be coming out by Southgate, and they're going to be in for their first challenge, which is going to be at the bottom of the Estate Site Hill as you're coming at the Union now, Mount Washington. This is traditionally a flood area. I hope that some of the locals there are going to be out there helping and making sure that they get through that area quickly and safely, as well as coming through Great Pond area itself. We're still going to have some problems with water runoff, so it is going to be a challenge. The bike riders are going to be faced with some wet feet, because when you're riding in the rain, that is where you take the abuse.
It definitely is. That section of the island is notorious for that type of conditions.
It certainly is.
John, Jimmy, do you think that this the conditions with actually some areas actually experiencing a little flooding, is this going to slow the biking portion of this down tremendously, or do you think because of the cooler conditions it won't matter, it'll be evened out? What do you think?
Kathleen, I think it'll definitely slow the bike ride down. We're just now at the top of Lowry Hill. There's some standing water on the course, which should make it nice and fun. But yeah, the conditions are going to be, the guys are going to be a lot more cautious. So I'll give you a report when they come by. I'm at mile 7 waiting for them at the very top of Lowry Hill.
Yeah, I'm expecting to be pretty close to you. They should be heading into that Union Mount Washington area where there is a long time group of friends and neighbors in the Union and Mount Washington area that have supported the triathlon year after year. And I'm saying good morning and welcome back to all of you.
Beautiful. The days when it was the entire island, it really was quite a thing, because everywhere these athletes went, the entire island was shut down, basically. So everybody was out cheering the athletes on. I remember so many of the athletes, and it's still that way, even though the course now is about half the island. They say it's one of the best places for crowd participation. They say they feel so loved here on St. Croix, and it makes them feel good.
John Harper on the course.
Hey, John.
Hi, this is John Harper. I'm out here near the Buccaneer at about the 2 mile point on the bike. Maxim Kliat just went by, racer number one. He's got a several minute deficit, but his strengths are the bike and the run. He should do well so far, but he's about 5 minutes behind the group that has Lance Armstrong in it.
Wow, that's Kriya flying past there. That's good. Thanks a lot, John. Let's go back to Kathleen. Kathleen, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing right now.
Well, basically, there's a little bit of a lull at the moment. I will go back up on the top of the thing here. It gets a little fuzzy. All right, there is still rain coming down in Christiansted. It's not heavy at the moment. It's okay, but dark clouds surrounding us. At the moment, basically, most people are out of the water. We're still waiting for a few to come in. I see some splashing a little further, so they should be coming in soon.
That's right. There's still a race taking place over there. Let's kick it to Kim. Kim, tell us what have you got so far?
Well, we've got plenty of swimmers in the water. You know, you've got the age groupers now. You've got the age group in, and I'm seeing the pink swim cast. I'm not real sure which age group that represents. But the first age groupers are out of the water right now, and I'm way under DPNR. Way under DPNR. Always on the job. Always on the job. Thanks for being out there. And I guess you're going to have the sprint guys starting real soon.
That's right, we do. So it seems like the race is forming out, Steve. We got the men just flying past Buccaneer. We got the women's transitioning slowly out, and we got the age groupers just jumping in. And now it seems like the weather is not holding anyone back at this point.
Well, I don't think so. It's race time. And let's give a little special thanks to Kim Jones out there manning a boat by herself and talking on the radio and keeping track of things at the same time. And special thanks to Howard Forbes and his men at DPNR out there in the fast boats, keeping everybody safe and everybody in competition. All right, we're still that water still has to be filled with a lot of people. We're still keeping an eye on the pro men, the pro women, and then we have the various age groups going on. There's a lot of action. It is race time. It's exciting down by the wharf, and there's a lot of action going on.
I think John Harper has a report there. Did you hear him?
I did hear him, and we're going to kick it over to him right now. John?
I'm again at about the 2.5 mile mark near the Buccaneer. Mary Beth Ellis just went by, and unless I missed somebody, she's the first woman I saw go by. Did anybody else see a different report?
No, we have not. So far, she's the first one to come in by your spotting.
Oh, my, there's a change in the action there for some. She must have had a heck of a transition coming out of the water to be that far ahead.
And that gives us a question as to the whereabouts of Nina Kraft. John, have you seen her? I mean, we're not getting anything out of there. Let's hit back to the transition area with Kathleen real quick. Kathleen?
There was a group that went by a little bit earlier that had several people in it.
Okay, so was that a group of women, John? Is that John?
I think that was Kathleen.
Okay, so was he saying that Mary Beth Ellis? No, she may not be in first. That there is another group of women that went ahead of her. Is that correct?
Well, that's the first pro that he has spotted so
female
far.
Pro.
We're
going to
get a clarification from
okay.
him. Don't worry. We're getting back in touch with John right now. But Steve, I mean, the numbers are flying in, aren't they?
The numbers are flying in. It's kind of tough to keep track out there unless you've got some kind of color coordination. So we'll keep up the thing and keep you up to date as quickly as possibly we can. We have Jimmy out. He'll be keeping his eye on the men's pro riders, and as we said, they should be heading into the Southgate area. So once again, if anyone's over by Estate Site, that should be the danger zone, and let's get somebody over there to help everyone get through. And once again, the Union and Mount Washington crew, Winnie Loving and Llewellyn Westerman's older brother, Glue, is going to be out there, along with everybody else from that neighborhood who give constant support. And our thanks go out to all the neighborhoods around St. Croix who will be out there gathering, cheering on the competitors, as well as providing Gatorade products and water and things to the runners.
That's right. We got the majority of the pro men and the pro women on bikes, and our age groupers are still in the water. Let's see what's going on with that right now. Kim? Kim Jones? Not there. Transition area over to Kathleen. Kathleen?
All right. Well, they're beginning to crank up the motorcycle, so they'll be moving out soon. Of course, Mr. Allen is in charge, large and in charge, and he's doing a great job, as always, as is everyone out there. We have to thank some of the people, volunteers, and some of the sponsors out here today. Tom Peel, Pinnacle Services, Warren Mosler, the Tamarind Reef Resort, VI National Guard, the Palms at Pelican Cove, Cane Bay Partners, just a few who have sponsored this event and made it possible for the 24th Ironman 70.3 right here in St. Croix. We thank them very, very much for their support. This is a fabulous big up for the island of St. Croix, as everyone who lives here knows, and everybody out there listening worldwide. Come visit us, man. There's a good reason why this is taking place and is such a popular event. It's a beautiful island even in the rain. Where is, you guys know where Jimmy Riccatello is?
We're going to get to Jimmy right in a second, Kathleen, and you're definitely right. We got to thank our sponsors for helping us put on this coverage for the 24th St. Croix Ironman 70.3 Triathlon. Tony Santos here as producer. We got Ryan Nugent, myself, Steve Niski, and we got Kim Jones on the boat, Kathleen McManus down in the transition area with Jimmy Riccatello and John Harper following the pro men's and pro women's. Mm-hmm. We're going to take it right back. Oh, yeah, Dave Ragsdale is out there, too.
Yes,
let's take a break.
Is.
We'll be right back.
Number 1 Isle 95 presents live coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 with Ryan Nugent, Steve Niski, and on-air producer Tony Santos in the studio, Kathleen McManus and Dave Ragsdale in the transition area, Kim Jones in the swim boat, Jimmy Riccatello tracking the pro men triathletes, and John Harper tracking the pro women triathletes. Broadcast coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 is brought to you by the USVI Department of Tourism, Alley Galley in downtown Christiansted, Marshall and Sterling Insurance in Gallows Bay and Sunny Isle, Chris Hanley of Farshad and Hanley Real Estate, Comanche Mill on the Boardwalk downtown Christiansted, Plaza Extra St. Croix and St. Thomas, Napa Auto Parts in Castle Coakley, visit stcroix.com, Food Town La Grande Princess, Leeward Insurance La Grande Princess, Sunny Isle Shopping Center where St. Croix loves to shop, the Check Me Out app for Android, the Dolphin Swim Team, Blue Water Terrace, Straker Motors on the North Side Road, ABC Janitors in Gallows Bay, Angry Nates on the Boardwalk downtown Christiansted, and the Settler's Handbook for the U.S. Virgin Islands. And now, back to the race, the 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on number 1, Isle 95, and worldwide at viradio.com.
Number 1 on 95 with live coverage of the 24th St. Croix Ironman 70.3 Triathlon. And we got a lot of action out there. What's going on, Steve?
Well, we have Jimmy at the top of Lowry Hill, where one of the first competitors is on their way up. When we're talking about these bicycles, we're talking about some interesting and very modern and very high-tech equipment. Some of these bikes out there are worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and they're definitely treated just like automobiles every time of this year. I mean, getting to and from work, I got bikers in and out my lane. I don't know about you, but
it's exciting to see them. I always give them a wide berth, and I'm happy that they're here on the island and enjoying, and I hope they come back. This is a great island to ride a bike on.
We got a pro athlete with us today, Jimmy Riccatello, and he's out there seeing a little bit of action. Jimmy, tell us what you're seeing so far. Have you seen any bikers, or are you seeing any action at this point?
Guys, I'm at the top of Lowry Hill, and the lead men are just about to come up the hill. I can hear the police car siren. I'm sure you guys can hear that in the background. Stand by, and I'll give you the names of the athletes and the splits as they come up.
Definitely will. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
All right, so we have a racer coming up Lowry Hill, so there should be action throughout the course. Everyone keep their eyes open.
Andy Potts is coming up Lowry Hill in first place, followed by Stefan Poulat, about 5 seconds back.
Got Potts coming in first. Oh, he's still in the
Potts
lead right now.
We got some bike riders out there.
Yeah, the Ukrainian versus America. Okay, that's who's going to be at the top of the hill. Kathleen McManus over in the transition area this morning with us. Good morning.
Well, good morning again, man. Bonjour, all that good stuff for our international listening audience. I'm standing here under Dave Ragston's umbrella. Wow, Rihanna. No. How you doing, Dave? Now, we were talking a minute ago about how the people coming out of the water, there were a couple of minutes between both the men and the women, and how that might play out.
Yeah, early on, you know, the general theory in 70.3 racing is that the swim specialists are going to swim fast enough to get out early, but there's no real benefit in being minutes ahead of the pack because ultimately everything happens out on the bike course. With Potts out there, Stefan Poulat, they had a couple of minute lead. You know, as I was saying to you during the break, you know, the joke is if I can't see you, I can't catch you. So they may be able to maybe trying to keep enough of a gap. And the women's was very similar as well with former winner Nina Kraft and Mary Beth Ellis, one of our race faves. They were out early on and had a similar, actually a little larger gap. So Mary Beth is a very strong biker, so it should be interesting to see how this shakes out. But like I said to you also, in about 1 hour, we'll be looking at a very different race, I think.
Beautiful, Dave. Thank you very much. Dave Ragsdon, the official announcer down here in the transition area for the event. Did we just hear Kim in the background or one of our remote reporters out there? Did you guys hear anybody? somebody checking in?
Kim was moving off of the course and getting ready to join you in the transition area.
Okay, great.
And we will be moving around talking to Jimmy and talking to John as the bike portion of the race is really picking up steam. Again, as Dave said, the longer this bike race goes on, things are going to change.
I tell you, especially in these conditions.
The roads are wet. Your feet are going to be soggy.
A few things I think is going to reach a little further than the feet. There are some definite major puddles out there this morning after all the rain we had yesterday afternoon and throughout the night. Of course, a full moon with these conditions, you're going to get some rain. But I haven't seen any of the athletes complaining. It actually, for them, makes it a little cooler. As Jimmy Riccitiello was talking, we probably won't see a record set today. It just slows it down too much, the tremendous amount of water out there for the biking course. But I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous race, and we certainly will be looking forward to seeing where the bikes are at this moment.
Yes, I would love to hear the time of the swim. I'm still looking forward to somebody breaking that 24-minute mark, but I haven't gotten an official time for our swim. We'll try and find that out for you. Again, some danger zones in the first 10 miles of the race, but once they get past that hot corner and going out of town and heading towards the beach, it should be clear sailing. I was on the course all last night, and that is going to be a fast section of the road. And there were still people out. As it was getting dark, there were people that were competing, and they were still out riding, getting themselves in shape on the beast. I was impressed.
Definitely, it does sound impressive. And every time I hear the word beast, a shiver just goes up my spine. I can't wait to get to that portion of the race to see how the men's... I'm really excited to see how Armstrong does on the beast. I mean, this is not his first time doing it, of course. This is a... I mean, he's been practicing, and I've heard he had a stint back in the 80s, or what he was doing.
Well, riding in the Tour de France, the hill climbs in the Tour de France would make the beast almost look like just a little bit of a bump in the road. The beast does have an incredible climb to it, and there is an angle of descent, but is significantly shorter than the rides that Lance Armstrong is used to.
We got Jimmy Riccitiello down there on Lowry Hill. I mean, not as big as a beast. Jimmy, can you hear us?
Another difficult section. There's a lot of switchbacks, and you're climb.
Jimmy, talk a little closer to the microphone.
All right, Jimmy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. You guys hear me all right?
Yeah, sounded loud and clear. Jimmy, what are you seeing out there?
Top of Lowry Hill, we had Andy Potts looking super strong, followed by Stefan Pilat, who actually looked to be laboring a little bit. He's about 10 seconds behind Potts. A minute behind Andy Potts was Lance Armstrong, looking good, looking strong. And behind Lance was racer number 5, about a minute 35 back. And Lorenzo Bazan was about 2 minutes behind Potts. Those were the top guys.
And Stefan Pilat, there's our first
sound like got.
Very good seat. Technically speaking, they're approaching turns with a measure of caution. If this were a dry day, they would be taking a hard turn as they made that left turn. So right now, it's all about keeping your head up and your tires down.
Got that, guys? Head up, tires down. We're in the transition area. We just saw the first two bikers go by. Andy Potts, of course, still in first place, and no one else has come through at the minute. The second place was Andrew Gillott, is that correct?
That's correct. We're going to hit John Harper on Recovery Hill. John?
I'm sorry, my radio says Recovery Hill. I'm on Lowry Hill, actually. I'm still waiting for the first woman to come by. Maxim Kriot came by about 2 minutes ago, the defending champion, and somebody who should do very well on the bike and the run, but he's got a significant deficit to make up at this point. Still waiting for the first woman. I'm expecting it'll be Mary Beth Ellis.
Everybody makes his way around the corner, and again, maneuvering very carefully.
Where we go? Oh, we're waiting for Mary Beth Ellis. John Harper is expecting her to come in the first, and she's from Boulder, Colorado, and they know how to do some riding on the hills out there. and we're still coming in with swimmers coming out of the waters. We have people in the transition area, and we have everyone jumping on their bikes. The game is afoot. There's a lot of action going on all through the course. And once again, I had a question this morning. What's it take to run in a triathlon? And you're going to spend a little bit of money, just like any other sport. You're spending money for a singlet, a nesting, a mesh nylon outfit. You're going to swim in. You could come out of the water, and at the low point, you're probably talking about $1,000 for a bike, including shoes and extra handlebars and triathlon equipment to go, and probably another couple $100 on shoes. So,
not to mention the price you pay in pain and suffering, I'm sure.
Well, that's going to take a little bit out of you, too. So I'll be looking for a beginning triathlon person who's going to probably invest $1,500 to $2,000 in their equipment.
Jimmy Richitello's over there at Lowry Hill as well. Jimmy, tell us what you're seeing. Give us some split time so far.
I'm headed back into town. And top of Lowry Hill again, it was Andy Potts followed by Lorenzo Bazzone, 10 seconds back. A minute back of Andy Potts was Lance Armstrong. A minute 35 back was athlete number 5. And Lorenzo Bazzone was another minute 45 behind.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. Let's kick it to the transition area. Heard that, Kathleen? We got Potts, Bazzone, Armstrong, and Leard so far. Kathleen?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, baby. I was involved in watching all the motorcycles in the action here.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just got the times on the top men coming out of the top three men coming out of the
water.
Give
us what you got.
Okay, Andy Potts, of course, came out first in the 24 minutes, 29 seconds. That is close to the record. The next was Stefan Poulat at 24 and 31 seconds. The third place was Velez at 25 minutes and 43 seconds. Of course, Lance Armstrong at that point came out seventh at 25 minutes and 51 seconds. So you can see 25 minutes, 43 seconds from third place Velez to seventh. You know, there was a real pack right in there. Now, Lance is in third place on the bike. They just went screaming by. I think we had another biker or two go by while I was inside the transition area here, getting coordinated with a couple people. But we'll keep watching out here. People are, oh, okay, we got like three more bikers and cannot see the numbers, but we get a report from Dave Bragson in a second on who's going by here. You just got a report from Jimmy, is that correct?
That's right, we did, and his numbers are matching up pretty well with yours. Just keep us posted on the stats that you're getting down there in the transition area. We're going to see. Let's kick it over to John Harper, get a look at where his vantage point. John?
Harper on the top of Lowry Hill. We just saw the second and third place cyclists go by. Mary Beth Ellis is in first place, and she went by about 2 minutes ago. Angela Date is in second place, with Nina Kraft right on her tail. So those are the first three athletes, as I saw them on paper ahead of the event, and they're holding true. The surprise is, to me, that Mary Beth Ellis is in first place by 2 minutes. This bodes well for her race today.
Well, she must have had a heck of a swim and a brilliant transition to pick up that kind of time on the course, John. All right, so we have Mary Beth Ellis, and I believe she is from Boulder, Colorado. She's going to be a bike rider. There's no question about that. And Angela Nath and Nina Kraft. Angela and Nina are also very strong riders. It's going to pan out to be one exciting kind of bike race. 56 miles around the island of St. Croix. And it is going to be fast and furious.
Definitely, it sure is. We got some other racers in the event, our sprinters and our age groupers. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Kathleen, do you see any of those out there? And give us some positions as well.
Okay, the sprinters and the age group, the sprint, the half sprint, that's going to begin at 7:45, right?
That's right.
Okay. So at this moment, I do not, there are some people over on the key. I assume some of them are the sprinters. There's a whole lot of action in the transition area. There's still a few people and probably the age groupers coming out of the swim portion and going to their bikes at this minute. Around 7:45, the sprint takes place. We're right now just at the transition corner here, and probably we'll be seeing some of the top women come through very soon, Mary Beth, Angela, and Nina. So we're kind of waiting on that at the transition area. It is raining, again, not pouring. It's just kind of dribbling a bit. So far, so good, actually, on the weather. It looked very threatening, like, you know, pour-down stuff, but so far, so good. out here on the course.
That's right. Definitely. Thank you so much, Kathleen. So around and about, we got Andy Potts in first. Then we got a Bazzoni and Armstrong fighting to catch the lead. For the women, we got Mary Beth Ellis.
Yeah, let's talk
Colorado.
Let's talk a little bit about age groups, talking about racers and speed. We have some 70 to 79-year-old age group. John Avella is going to be doing the sprint. Roger Little, Robert Morrison, and Hunter Temple. We have ages of 70 to
Mary
77 years old running a full triathlon.
On her chasers and back to the broadcast.
Yeah, we're back. You know what we're going to do, actually? Let's give it. We just want to thank everybody that's out there right now. Of course, Kathleen McManus at the transition area. Kim Jones, who's transitioning from the boat. We hope that she gets to land safely, as well as Dave Ragsdale. For the pro man, we got Jimmy Ricciatello following the guys, as well as John Harper. He's helping out, and then he will be following the women's pro athletes as well. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to live coverage of the St. Croix Ironman 70.3 Triathlon, the 24th annual one. We'll be right back on Number One Isle 95.
You're hearing live coverage of the 24th Ironman 70.3 Triathlon on Number One Isle 95 and worldwide at viradio.com. From the Big Island of St. Croix in the United States Virgin Islands, home of the beer-drinking pig, non-alcoholic beer.